Our teens have made it back from church camp this past week, and I figure Bob is, during shepherd time, was set to announce that Jenna was baptized, but twice already we're going to tell you that Jenna was baptized at camp this week. It's just so exciting when a new soul comes into the kingdom, and Tom mentioned, seeing the pictures of that, I asked Sydney yesterday what, you know, the best parts about camp and what was the worst part. The worst part, she said, was she lost her voice late in the week and she couldn't sing. You think about our kids at church camp, there's no way for us to know the depth of what all happens during a week at church camp. And there's no way for us to understand the great things that God did this past week at camp. But our just one thing is our children growing in their love for worshiping God. And so we're glad to have them back. I want to thank Keith and Janine and Caleb who spent the week at camp sacrificing their week and losing a lot of sleep. And giving a lot to our youth and how valuable that is to us. And I want to thank all those who financially helped to support some kids to go to camp this week. 21 of our teens. That's you'll spend your money no better place. There's no better way. In my house, and I may have mentioned it once or twice already, but one of the common complaints at my house is we need to go shopping. We need to go to the store. And what my kids mean by we need to go to the store, it's always the same. We need to go to the store because we need food. We need food. It's not just we need food. We need the food that they like. It's not that we don't have food in the house. It's we don't have the food that they want in the house. Right? Snack food. I mean, if we have the snack food that they like, we have food. We're good. We may not have any, you know, meats and vegetables and fruits, but we have the snack food they like. So that's a common complaint that I hear. We need to do this. If you ever need an experience in patience, if you ever need to exercise your patience, take a 13-year-old female shopping for clothes. I'll loan you one if you don't have one of your own. You know, we'll be in the clothes department for a while. She'll be looking and looking. I'll go do something else, come back. All right, what'd you find? Nothing. What do you mean, nothing? Nothing. You didn't find anything that would fit? No, I mean some stuff fit. Yeah, well, what do you mean? Nothing that I would wear. Nothing that you would wear. They need, 13-year-olds need clothing that's not just clothing that'll fit, but it's the clothing they like. See, if you don't have a teenager yet, Rick, get ready. It's got to be what they like to wear, not just what will fit. Our children, did you know that our children need to not be bored? Ever had a kid come tell you they're bored? That's a problem in our society. We're letting them be bored too much, and shame on us. They need a, did you know our teenagers need a cell phone? They don't want one, they need one. Right? And not just a cell phone, they need a smartphone. They don't just need to be able to call on it, they need to be able to do everything on it. They need that. There are a lot of things that our children want, and a lot of things they think they need, and then there are a few things that they really do need. And I want to share with you this morning three things that we will accomplish during a week of VBS that our children and the children in our community truly need. And as we're flipping slides, you'll notice some pictures also in the bulletin. These are from back a few years, 2006. So you have to see if you recognize any of these young people. Just a few years ago. But this week, tonight starts VBS, and this week we will do three things. And I just want to remind us of that. One of the things that we'll be accomplishing this week is educating a developing mind. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, we have this proverb that we're familiar with. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Train up a child. Train them when they're young. teach them when they're young. Why is it important to teach our children when they're young about God? 85% of people who give their lives to Christ do so before the age of 14. Now, this is a broad statistic across a variety of Christian groups, not just Churches of Christ. But 85% made a decision to follow Christ before the age of 14. 10% made that decision between the ages of 15 and 30. 10% is not a big number. And to be between the age of 15 and 30, which to me, logically, to me, that's the age. That's an age where decisions are made. But statistically, people who are Christians as an adult, they made that decision younger than that, to walk with God. Only 4% make that decision after the age of 30. It is also true that young people who commit to following God when they're young, they stay more faithful throughout their life than adults who made that decision to follow Christ. The younger we can reach them, the better. Why is it important to teach them or convert someone while they're young? And part of the answer is they are still developing. Their mind is still developing. The way that a person learns between birth and age 10 and age 20, age 20 and age 30, each decade, it's not the same. It's not that you just learn more as you grow. We continue to learn more after about the age of 25, but our brain is fully developed. But as a child is developing. And up until about 20 to 25, a young person is not only learning, but they're developing how they see the world. They are becoming who they're going to be. And once they are grown, they will continue to learn. But there are some things formulated in them at a younger age that is different than someone who learned later. Let me ask you this. Sweet tea. Any sweet tea drinkers? Does it make a difference if you make the sweet tea with the sugar in it while it's brewing versus if you add the sugar after? True Southern sweet tea, the sugar is in the process. You don't just add it after. For a young person learning about God and godliness while they develop, it becomes more of who they are. You know, for me, if I'm sick and unable to come to church service, I always feel a little weird about that. I feel a little bad being at home when everyone is here, even though I know I'm sick. And part of the reason is it's in my DNA from a youth to be here, that this is important. When the church is here, you're to be here. That's a part of me, and that was taught in my development. And so that's an example of how when we develop, it makes a difference if we're learning then about God. Proverbs 1:4 says, "For giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young." Our children need to know how to read and write, and that's why we send them to school. But how much more do they need to know how to read a Bible or how to pray? Our children need to know how to fit into society, how to get a job, how to work with others, how to be cooperative. And we send them to school. But how much more do they need to know the importance of fitting into the church and God's kingdom? I tell you what, our theme this week for VBS, and I'll say a little more about it in a minute, it's a good theme. The basic idea is fitting into the kingdom. It's not just I have a relationship with God and I love God, He loves me, and I trust that I'm a good person and I'll go to heaven. That's what most of our country believes who believe in God but aren't a part of a congregation. But the theme this week will help teach our young people, hey, we fit together. We belong together and we are part of each other. It's a great thing. Deuteronomy, this classic passage in Deuteronomy 6, verse 6, says, "These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts." And then we have this word, impress. Impress them on your children. talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands, bind them on your foreheads, write them on your door frame, on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Why is it so important that godliness be taught to the young people of Israel while they're growing up? And the answer is because it becomes a part of who they are. It's a part of who they are as an adult. It was impressed upon them as a child. So during VBS, when we take a week to spend time with our kids, with the kids of our community, look at what we're doing. We have young minds who are not just learning. It's not just a young mind learning. It's a young person developing. And they're figuring out how they are going to look at life and the world for the rest of their life. Second thing that we will be doing this week is guiding our young people. And guidance is a little different than just helping in their development or helping to plant seeds of loving God in their development. But now we're talking about our young people. Do they need guidance in this world? What kind of a world do our young people live in? What kind of a world are they growing up with? When I was growing up, a name, Rock Hudson, was on the news. And I understood some of why. I want you to compare that, those of you who understand, you compare that situation to Bruce Jenner and compare how our society is dealing with and handling things such as sexual immorality, everything from sleeping together before we're married to cohabitating to homosexuality to changing your gender, the White House being colored in rainbow colors. It's a different world. It's a different world. And God's word and the truth is losing its voice. I watched a program on a national news channel the other day, and they had a panel. And it was about transgender. And so you had a number of individuals that were for the subject, and you had one individual who felt like there's a problem here. And it happened to be a Jewish man. And his position on it was that it's a mental issue, it's a mental health issue. There is a conflict within an individual who might be born male but want to be female, but it is a psychological disorder. It is an issue that needs help. Everyone else felt like good for you. I mean, basically, whatever you want to do with yourself and your body, good for you. We'll celebrate it. It looked like a pack of wolves on one prey. And the statements that kept being made toward the Jewish man was hate speech. You just hate. You have hatred in your heart. Well, it didn't look like he had hatred in his heart. It looked like he took a position that the Bible would take, that God is our creator. But we live in a world where to speak Scripture and to quote Scripture will now and in the future be called hate speech. I am very afraid of the future. And I just say all that as an example. Our kids have a lot more than that to deal with. But do they need guidance? Do our children need guidance? And so we take a week for VBS to guide our kids and the kids of our community. How much do they need it? We're not talking about needing clothes that they want to wear or food that they want to eat. We're talking about something they need, desperately need. You know, one thing that I think is exciting about this week is the kids will not just be taught things and in that sense guided, but they will get to see Christians in action. We're teaching them how to connect in the church or that that's important, but they're going to see all the adult servants. Almost said volunteers. Servants. All the adult servants serving side by side as Christians. And I think that's a great thing. We need to pray for our station leaders tonight. During VBS, if you don't know, the young people are age groups, and they will go from station to station, I think four different stations, during the night. And please pray for those at each station, what they are doing, games, snacks, crafts, the lessons. Pray for them. Pray for our guides. Our guides have a unique opportunity. If you're a guide this week, raise your hand real quick. We are going to have some guides this week, aren't we? Oh, we have four here. Three, four. The guides spend all week with the kids. And they are in the trenches. They know names. They know faces. They learn their group. And it's a great opportunity. But I want you to pray for our guides, because our guides have a great opportunity this week to show young people what a Christian is. And I want you to pray for registration. Abby is very, very pumped about VBS, and I love it. Our kids are. I don't know if you noticed, there's a little extra bounce in their step. Elderly folks who are fragile, watch out. The young people are running. They're excited. We're trying to corral them. They're ready for VBS. And I asked Abby, what is your favorite part of VBS? She said, getting my name tag. And that shocked me. Who would think getting your name tag? But getting my name tag. It's exciting for her to get her name tag to start VBS. And those that are doing registration, you are the front lines. Registration, you are the first impression that young people of the community are going to have. When our kids bring their friends and you're at registration, you're the first face they're going to see, the friendly face. And it's more exciting than our registration people know, because it's more exciting than your own preacher and father knows for a kid to get their name tag for VBS. It's exciting. It's going to be a great week, so pray for all of that. We are investing in the future of our youth. And a lot of things that we will do this week, we won't see the full results of it. Let me ask a question. Parents, if you have young people involved in sports, activities, baseball, softball, soccer, band, whatever activities, as a family or as parents, we invest time in that, we invest energy, we invest money. Why do we do that? I mean, we can give our kids can play anywhere, anytime. I mean, we can get them together with their friends and play, but it's more than that. Oftentimes, the effort on these activities are for what may happen in the future. This child may have a future in this activity, in this sport. There may be possibilities there. And so we don't just look at what they're doing now, but what may happen down the road. Sometimes those things turn into college scholarships. And that's the basic mindset oftentimes with parents and children, and that has to be, it has to be corralled sometime, and so we live in reality. But why do we do VBS? It's not just for what we can accomplish this week. It's for what we can accomplish in the future. 1 Corinthians 3:6, we have this statement from Paul. He said, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, God made it grow. We're going to plant seeds this week. We are going to invest in the future this week. We're going to make impressions on young people this week regarding who God is and who His people are. Jesus had an occasion where in His ministry, parents were bringing their children to Him. And Jesus' apostles were telling the parents and the children, He doesn't have time for you. The rabbi is busy. The rabbi can't see all these kids. And Jesus, when He saw this, He was indignant. He was frustrated. Why was He so frustrated? Is it just because Jesus loved kids? I mean, I think He did. But is it just because Jesus had a heart for kids? I don't think so. He was indignant. He said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Their future is the kingdom. And so He received them. He let them come. He took them in His arms, in His hands, and He blessed them. Do you think any of these kids became Christians later? Do you think any of these kids remembered the rabbi, the Messiah, Jesus? If they became Christians later, they put their faith in believing that He was the Son of God, that the one who died on the cross was the Son of God. They may not have seen the cross, they may not have seen the resurrection, but they saw the Savior, and He held them in His arms. And I would think some of those children did become Christian, some did remember it, and others, their parents told them about it. Jesus took the time because He knew there are seeds to plant here. And I'm going to take the time with these children, and God will give the increase. There are connections made during VBS that has the power to change lives. There have been a number of times that kids have come to our VBS every year and even have come to Bible class here Sunday after Sunday. And then when they reach adulthood, and this happened recently, where a young adult will come back to service, and in talking with them, they will say, "You know what, I needed church. I've been struggling. I needed to be here." And they don't say much more than that. But every time that happens, and it's happened a number of times, and it's going to keep happening, I realize every time I'm looking at a person that these seeds were planted years ago. And I wanted to finish with this picture of Nick, because if this doesn't show a young person excited about VBS or excited about God, but this is one that we love and that we planted seeds in, and God's watering it, and it's growing. And there are many, many just like him. I wanted to remind us all this week, it takes a lot of effort to do a VBS. It takes a lot of work. And I wanted to remind us why. There's still time to invite friends, invite the kids of your friends and neighbors. We're going to have a lot happen, and it's going to take off quick, and we'll be tired when it's over. But don't forget why we do it. Let's take a moment, if you would. Let's bow together before God and pray about this. God, we come to you, and we have great plans and great dreams, and we do it for you. It's all for your glory. We pray for the opportunities we'll have this week with each young person. Some we may just have one night that they come, but we pray for the opportunities to plant seeds, to make investments in the future of these souls. And we know they are so important to you. And so we pray that you would guide us, give us wisdom, give us everything we need. We pray for this to be blessed, and we pray that you would give the increase. We ask it all in your Son's name. Amen. If you're here this morning, we're going to have a song of encouragement. If there's something that you need this morning, if we could pray with you. If there's one that's ready to give their life to Christ and walk with God, if there's something we can help you with, please come while we stand and sing.